Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Kenya delegation fully aligns itself to the statement delivered by Burkina Faso on behalf of the African group and congratulates you on your re-election. My delegation assures you of full support during this session. We also commend the High Commissioner for Human Rights for her very insightful remarks. Kenya believes that in the 21st century, the Universal Declaration of Human Rights that recognizes that all human beings are born free and equal in dignity is more relevant today than ever before. We are all entitled to the rights and freedoms as espoused in the Declaration, irrespective of our race, color, or national origin. The Durban Declaration and Program of Action clearly reiterated the importance of enhancing racial equality, ensuring equal opportunities for all, guaranteeing equality before the law, and promoting socio economic and political inclusion without any discrimination based on race, age, sex, disability, national or ethnic origin, religion, economic, or other status. As a global community, therefore, we should all endeavor to treat human beings equally. However, challenges of racism, racial discrimination, and other form of intolerance continue, especially against people of African descent. Mr. Chairman, the DDPA remains a key document committed to prevent, combat, and eradicate racism, racial discrimination, xenophobia, and related intolerance. Clearly, almost 20 years later, challenges remain. The work of the Intergovernmental Working Group continues to support the implementation of the DPPA. My delegation continues to support its work and looks forward to further engagement in the next 2 weeks. Indeed, Kenya reaffirms its commitment in the fight against racism and racial discrimination and any other form of intolerance and looks forward to the 20th anniversary of the DPPA and urge that collectively, as the global community, we can reevaluate what has been achieved so far, review challenges encountered with the aim of forging a way forward that clearly addresses the initial objectives of the DDPA and ultimately the full implementation of the DDPA. It is only through ending racial discrimination and other forms of intolerance that we can pride ourselves as a global community committed to enjoyment of human rights. I thank you.